And now dictation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Smith, June 1977, addresses a letter, Dr. Laines, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laines, follow-up for Kelly, history of membranous nephropathy from lupus nephritis, last visit in October. She has been treated for large vessel vasculitis. She was admitted to the hospital, cardiogenic shock, requiring urgent endovascular procedure for the mitral valve with resolution of the symptoms. Follows a salt fluid restriction, a stable weight, no reported vomiting, no reported bowel urinary symptoms, did not require dialysis in the hospital, presently not sustained palpitation or dyspnea. Medication list review, I'm going to highlight the aldactone, beta blockers, Jardiance, Coumadin, cholesterol management, immunosuppressed with CellCept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T, as well as biological treatment every 2 weeks, diuretics about every 2 weeks, present blood pressure 100 over 68, weight stable 158, no respiratory distress, lungs are normal, increases one from the mitral valve, no pericardial rap, no ascites, edema, non-focal. Blood test through University of Michigan. Creatinine up to 1.2, although she recalls taking diuretics before this testing. Baseline for her is around 0.9. Chronically low C3, C4. Other chemistries were stable. Next paragraph, assessment and plan question, acute on chronic versus progressive chronic kidney disease. Low level of proteinuria, around 0.3, non-nephrotic syndrome. Mitral valve disease, as indicated above. Large vessel vasculitis, including coronary arteries. With recent coronary artery stenting, and redo mitral valve, monitor chemistries in a regular basis, remains anticoagulated, aggressive cholesterol management, up-to-date eye exam from exposure to plaquenil, low dose of prednisone, continue to follow.